Lionheart from Seattle on the radio, but until then, we'll hear you here on DBS every other Wednesday night. Mason is the drummer for Lionheart, and he's the guitar guy on this show. There's no instrument or video game Mason cannot master. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mears Psychic Medium Show. So happy to have you along for the ride. Wherever you are and whatever time zone you are in, we're glad to have you here for the next hour. It'll go quickly. It always does. We are coming to you live tonight from high atop a mountainside in the interior of Alaska, the last frontier. For those of you who are new to our broadcast, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome from a very chilly location. The snow has fallen and the season of winter has begun. This is the busy time of year for the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. We're a school of mediumship and a weekly meditation resource in Anchorage, Alaska. We teach the skills necessary to understand and communicate with the other side while training you to become a professional working psychic medium. The world needs more accurate and ethical readers. With two locations, we are now able to educate and entertain those who are seriously seeking a deeper understanding of the other side and of life on this side. It's all about personal accountability and life choices. You can get it now, or you can get it later. There is no right answer. There are only life lessons. If you feel led to learn, give us a call. You can reach us at 907-746-4448. If we can't teach you directly, we'll be able to point you in the direction of another resource. You are welcome and encouraged to call in tonight on the toll-free from anywhere numbers, which are, grab a pen. In the USA and Canada, you can call in toll-free at 1-888-228-4494. Anywhere else in the world, you can call in at 1-877-489-6350. And if you're impatient and want to pay for the call, you can call 1-530-776-5154. If you didn't catch those numbers, please click over to Station 2 now and write them down. Yes, we are on Station 1, but we use Station 2's toll-free call-in numbers. If you'd like to call in with feedback, questions, comments, or just for a short reading, we're here and we are waiting. What we have to offer you are short psychic mediumship readings live and on the air. You're encouraged to follow these up with a private reading with me via the telephone or in person. Energy goes where attention goes, and we are a working foundation, and we need your support to keep this broadcast on the air. If you enjoy the show and our style, referrals are most welcome. Tell your friends. You can find me in person on Sundays and Thursdays in my office at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage, Alaska. Stars brings you the best and brightest of all things metaphysical. If you're new to Alaska or just here on vacation, please stop by and tell them you heard about the store on the radio. Susie and Marty have put together one of the most beautiful collections of crystals, ammonites, fossils, and other wonderful things. They are located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor, right behind Golden Donut. Please make a note on your calendar of future events that we will be having mediumship recitals this winter at STARS for the students of the mediumship school. These are like small psychic fairs, but the difference is this. The readers are committed to becoming the most accurate and ethical communicators they can be. Experience is the best teacher. Just a brief history of what we'll be doing tonight before we begin. My special guest and I are psychic mediums. A psychic medium is a person who has committed to being a telephone to share intuitive and symbolic impressions received for you, the sitter. We are not mental health counselors, and we will not argue a point. We are here only to share what we are getting from your energy field and from the energy field across the veil or the person who has made a transition. If something is coming through for you and you don't understand it, please write it down on a piece of paper for later reference. Shaking your head from side to side and saying no only indicates that you're not open to the message, and the flow will then stop. So here are the nuts and bolts. We do our work from the right hemisphere of our brains. When we engage in a conversation, we shift to the left hemisphere of the brain. Our goal, if you will, is to stay engaged only in the right hemisphere of our work area. Arguing and posturing only drags us into the left, and then you are talking to us and not to them. As a professional reader, if I feel I'm being dragged into the left, I will stop a reading. If things are progressing from the right hemisphere, we will continue. This is just one of those areas of education that really needs to be shared with the general public. Many readers will allow the sitter to lead them. I'm not one of those readers, nor do I teach my students to fish or to be led. A reading needs to come from outside of ourselves, not from our ego. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to throw this bone out to you, the listening audience. Mercury is in retrograde until the 15th of this month. Tonight, between calls, my very special guest and I will be talking about the communication issues. For those of you who understand Mercury in retrograde, let us now take the paper bags off of our heads and speak freely. Oh, what a couple of weeks this has been. Speaking of my very special guest, I would like to introduce Linda to you now. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Julie.
Linda is a student of the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation's Mediumship School, and this is her first brave time out of the gate. Thank you for coming on the show tonight, Linda.
You're welcome, Julie. Thanks for having me.
Hey. Part of the curriculum of the Mediumship School is preparing readers to be readers. This includes media exposure. Linda, welcome to your first pop quiz.
Thanks, Julie. I'm ready.
Okay. Before we get to reading, I'd like to claim our space so we can work from a centered and grounded place. We do this with a short prayer to establish our boundaries of where we will be working from tonight. Guides, guardians, angels, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white, Christ-like consciousness at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed over, you're welcome and encouraged to come through the gate at this time. We now close that gate to those who carry negativity and draw, or those who cross through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You are not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, or these readings tonight. We call on the archangels. Please surround us collectively, and please surround us individually. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin the show. Hey, Linda.
Yes, Julie?
We already have a caller. Should we take it?
Sure.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Very well.
Well, I'm getting macaroni and cheese. Does that make sense to you?
Macaroni and cheese? No.
And a horse stable. Are you on a farm? Yeah, a horse stable.
No, I'm in New York City.
Where horses live. Okay. All right. Linda, are you picking up anything? Your task was to smell this week.
No, Julie, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what those things mean to me symbolically. Macaroni and cheese to me is kind of whimsical, and it usually indicates a young male, like a 3 to 5 year old child. Do you have a young male around you?
I don't.
Mm-mm. Okay. Do you teach young children?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm getting a really, here's what I'm seeing while I'm talking about that. I'm seeing my son when he was 3 years old. He had a little red bicycle, and he was very headstrong. So I'm going to tell you we've got that energy circling around you. Do you have a young male in your family who's crossed?
I'm sorry, young man, my family that what?
Do you have a young male child in your family who has crossed?
Not that I know of.
Okay, check with your family, because this, I've got my son riding his bicycle around my legs.
Okay.
Not letting
okay.
go. Okay. Horse stable, to me, if it doesn't mean literally a horse stable, it means brother. Do you have a brother?
Yeah. And it's funny, when you were saying that, yeah, I have a brother that I haven't talked to in a couple of years, and today's his birthday.
Okay. Is he kind of, all right. Is he being childish right now?
Oh, he's so child. He's 45, but
uh-huh.
he's very terrible and stubborn. That's
okay.
what I thought it could have been.
Well, I love my son with all of my being, but that's exactly what he was like when he was 3 years old. So that's what we've got going on here. Okay?
Yes.
Because it's very active, and it's actually, the energy is, I feel like it's riding its bike around. I'm standing up talking to you, and I feel like it's riding its bike around me, so it's really looking for attention. Okay?
Yeah.
Does your brother,
mm-hmm.
does he act out every once in a while? Like, do violent
things? Very much so. Yeah.
Okay. Because the other thing that my son used to like to do when people weren't paying attention to him was ride his bike into your legs. Another pleasant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get back to the macaroni and cheese. Does your brother
right.
eat a not such a good diet?
Probably so, yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling like, because back when my son was little, I wasn't really up on nutrition, and I was going for the budget rather than nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to talk to your brother, you might suggest that he look into the carbohydrate intake.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that might have something to do with the anger issues or the outburst.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Does the name Jenny or Jenna mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, does what?
Does the name Jenny or Jenna mean anything to you?
Jerry.
Jay?
His name is Jerry.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm seeing Jenna Bush.
Jenna, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
But my name's Donna with a D.
Donna.
But
okay. Very close to Jenna.
I don't know.
Okay, did you
mm-hmm.
just get married?
I'm sorry, we have a really bad connection. I'm sorry, what?
That's okay. Did you just get married?
About 4 years ago.
Okay, alrighty.
That was
I'm
the last time I saw my brother.
Hmm?
That was the last time I saw my brother was at my
that
wedding.
That was the last, okay. That's why I'm seeing the wedding of Jenna Bush. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Did you send him a thank you note from the wedding?
Probably not.
You could start the Dear Brother, I Miss You letter with, you know, I never thanked you for whatever it was you didn't bring me for my wedding.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Is he married to somebody you didn't approve of?
They're both. He allows her, I don't know if I don't, they're just very problematic for the family right now, or they always
okay.
have been, and I
okay.
just realized that she was the problem and not him, partially.
Bingo. Bullseye, dead on.
Oh, so she's the problem and not him.
Well, she's not the problem, she's the instigator of lack of communication, let's put it that way.
Oh,
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've learned,
okay.
I've been around a while, and I've learned that when we tag somebody as problematic, usually they aim their squirt gun back at us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can look at it from the, and just approach the situation from, I need to acknowledge her because part of her issue or anger is not feeling like she's part of the family, and that's what she wants more than anything.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't
okay.
want to be the bad part of the family. She just wants to be acknowledged as being part of the family.
Hmm.
Does the name Chloe make sense at all?
There's no Chloe.
Okay, is this woman a redhead?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Chloe. Chloe that I'm seeing is about, it must be child night in my head. The Chloe that I'm seeing is about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ready to take on the universe. So know that you've got a very strong-willed, you've got two very strong-willed young, emotionally young people. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They were married when they were like 19 or something.
Okay.
So they never really grew up.
Yeah, that happens. You know, and Linda and I are going to talk about this in a little bit. Mercury's in retrograde right now. Do you know what, do you understand that?
Not completely.
Okay. When I made reference to taking the paper bags off our heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put one on. Put one on and hide out. And hide out and don't talk to people till the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a really hard one, too. I know my computer crashed. I can't get in my email. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and it's just a lot of stuff with communication. So if you can wait until the 16th.
Okay.
To wish the brother a very happy and a truly belated birthday, that would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything to do with banking in you?
No, I'm in real estate, but it actually sort of controls my industry, so.
Okay. I feel like I'm standing in front of a bank. Quit worrying about what's in the bank.
Here's
the smart way to market, and I we just bought a house and we're trying to sell another one, so I feel your trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how we look at the situation. Now, if you approach your career with the idea of looking for investors who have money put away and they know that the prices are going to start to fall as people start to panic,
mm-hmm.
You can have more prosperity than you've ever had because you're marketing to the right people.
Yes.
Okay. If you start talking to people like where I like to go.
mm-hmm.
You know, that's where your cash flow is going to go and the bank vault's going to shut. Okay.
Okay.
So look for people who want to buy properties to turn into rentals or for investments because that's where the money's at right now. Okay.
Yeah, it just shifted and today was my very last piece of business, so I have nothing. I just had my last closing today, so there's nothing in the pipeline. So everyone's
there is
a bit.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Look in a different pipeline. Look for investors. Look for people. Go back through your. You keep a list of names and contacts. Is that right?
Yes. Uh huh.
Go back and deal with the cheapskates.
Okay.
The ones who made ridiculous lowball offers. Go find those people.
Okay.
Because now their store is open. Walmart has opened the real estate agent.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
I have a feeling that, if you just deal with the right clientele, you can have a more prosperous time than you've ever had.
Okay.
All right. We have a house
to
sell here.
I have something to put in here.
We have a
early
house
conversation,
sale.
I was getting a B.
You're getting a B?
Letter B.
Okay. Does the letter B make sense?
It's my last name, Bird, yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Linda.
That was it.
That was it?
Just wanted to make sure I put it in there.
Okay. You want to give Linda some feedback on the letter B?
B? My last name starts with B. It's Bird.
Good. Good hit, Linda. I have to ask her this. Are you smelling anything, Linda?
No, I am not.
Caller, thank you. You've been a very good sport.
Thank you. You've been absolutely incredible. And I just switched onto your station, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll call. So I think I'll have to listen to the rest of the show.
Contact me after if you want to. And if you like the show, spread the word.
Okay.
We have a house
thank
for
you.
Sale up here in Alaska if anybody wants one.
Yes.
Never
I know. It sounds so beautiful when you're... when you were describing it, I was like, oh, the snow's fallen, and your mountainous, beautiful range, and I'm looking out on traffic and big buildings, so.
Well, let me hit you with one more. I just had 6 moose walk through my yard as the sun set, so. We'll leave you with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful
You're
evening.
Welcome. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Linda, you got a letter. That's awesome.
Very well, thanks.
Yeah. Did you know it was a last name or a first name, or were you just thinking it was a name?
I just knew that I had to be there when you first started to talk.
Very good. Well, make note of that, and then make note of the last name, and then go back in your impressions. I bet you'll be the name queen before you know it.
Name queen, like the sound of that.
Yep. Hey, with Mercury in retrograde, I know I had to look at some stuff today. Anything with that making sense? Have you been having any problems with communication lately?
Well, I did miss an appointment this morning.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you remember or not, but I am a Gemini. We have an especially hard time with Mercury and retrograde.
Gemini
is
Virgo. Yeah. If you look back over back to the 24th of September, did you miss a lot of appointments?
I think I might have missed one.
Yeah, okay. Has communication been kind of backwards?
I think so.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
It's this retrograde thing. I know I've been having a really hard time with it. And the one thing that I've been noticing more than anything, now it's funny. Yesterday I was about ready to rip my hair out. But it's almost like I'm speaking the language of completely opposite. I'll say something or ask somebody to do something, and they'll do completely the opposite.
Well, that's frustrating.
All right. Yeah. It's really been challenging, I guess, is a good way to put it. The other thing that's happening, I know I was doing some reading today, is that anything electronic is going kind of haywire. Have you noticed that?
That I haven't noticed, no.
Okay. Well, my 10-year-old email account went kaput. I can't get into it. I can't read mail. So if anyone out there has emailed me, you should get a vacation response with my new email that does work on it. So you can get a hold of me. I was meditating earlier this morning, and I was reminded of something that I thought was kind of cool. When I was a little kid, we used to go to Sunday school, and one thing that I remember was hide things in your heart. And what that meant, of course, was hide Bible verses in your heart and fear and doubt and things like that. But I was able to pull up a few email addresses of people that I actually paid attention to what the address was. So I could communicate a little bit. So it's kind of cool that we can bring back into our consciousness things like that when the time is right. And the other thing I realized is that we rely so much on electronic communication that when it goes south, we realize how addicted we really are to it. And it was like, yeah, that wasn't good. So do you read Karen Bishop's What's Up on Planet Earth?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's a really neat website if you guys haven't ever seen it. What's Up on Planet Earth. You can Google it, and then you can sign up for her email alerts, and she kind of has a pretty good pulse on things like this and what's going on. She shared in her last one about losing one's passion, and I kind of thought about that, and I thought after I was meditating this morning, I think we lose our true passion and our connection when we are too out of touch with our inner communication and relying too much on everything outside of us, like BlackBerrys, cell phones, emails, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Well, we have another call. Should we take it?
Go for it.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Linda, are you picking anything up?
Not yet.
Okay. I immediately got pizza and a brick building. Does this make sense?
You got pizza?
Uh-huh.
And a
brick building.
No.
Okay.
that.
I used to own a business that was in an old 100-year-old brick building next to a pizza place. Do you own your own business?
I do.
Okay. Is it a small business that's going to grow?
Is it a what?
Is it a smaller business that you're really trying to make grow?
No, it's a tax practice I've had for years.
Okay. Would you like it to grow?
Not really. I'd like to retire.
Okay. Linda, are you picking anything up?
I see lips.
Do lips make sense? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do lips make sense? L-I-P-S?
Lips?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I've seen a picture of you because I know who this is, and you have beautiful lips.
I have no lips. You talked to my daughter last week. Well, last time you were on, she called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Linda, are you picking anything else up, or where are your thoughts going with lips?
No, just the lips, Julie.
Just lips. Okay. So I can't read it because I know who this is. Did you have feedback from your daughter?
Yeah, she was confused.
She was confused? Okay.
Yeah.
In general or by her reading?
She wasn't thrilled about it.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate or?
Oh, I don't know. She just said that you guys said she should be a comedian. And she thought, well, maybe because she was dating a guy that's a comedian, that was the connection, but... She's in human resources. I told her that wasn't a comedic job, but...
Oh, okay. I know who she was. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was... If I remember right, what we were picking up on is that it was time for her to change jobs.
I hope not. She just got this one.
Well, we stay, you know...
They put...
Yeah, a lot of times when people get readings, and I had talked about this in the beginning, if it doesn't make sense, write it down, because later it will apply.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember her. I think she was our very last caller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was
yeah,
a very,
trying to get
very
she
cool
kept
energy.
Yeah, she kept telling me she couldn't get through.
It was kind of, it's kind of hard for people to get through, so, yeah.
Well,
so I guess
you guys always change the number. Every time we call, there's a new number to call, so. Or a different number, same station.
No.
Different number.
Okay. Well, Regina, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I can't read for you because I know who you are.
Okay.
And I don't think we're just picking up anything but lip.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
bye
bye.
Interesting feedback. That was good feedback. I remember that lady because it was a lot of fun to read her, and Ashley was really picking stuff up on her, and that was pretty neat. So, but the job that she had that we were picking up didn't fit. So sometimes that happens.
I had a hard time hearing her. I didn't hear everything that you said.
Well, her voice was being really tiny because she was trying to disguise it so I wouldn't know who she was, but I kind of have this knack of knowing who's on the phone.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
That, yeah. So, when you were reading about Mercury in retrograde today, what kind of stuck out for you?
Well, it was interesting for me talking about industries such as sales and writing,
mm-hmm.
and that pertained to me, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Made me think about... the way my calendar's been lately, as in not very busy.
Uh-huh. So it probably ties into this Mercury retrograde thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you were a Gemini.
Yes, I am.
Which one are we talking? I'm kidding. No. We have sliding out of that. We have another caller, so let's go ahead and take that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
And you?
Not too bad. Linda, are you picking anything up?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm getting the smell of oranges, and I'm seeing a very bright orange. Are you involved in music?
involved in music?
Are you involved in music? Do you sing or play an instrument?
No, I don't, no.
Okay, you never ever sing?
No.
Okay, never, okay. Then my next question is this, do you have an addiction?
Do I have an addiction?
Uh-huh.
Well, I smoked 3 cigarettes a day.
Okay.
You know, that's the only addiction I have.
All right, that's it. All right. Okay. Is that, now it's really bright to me. This orange is very bright, and that's usually a very healthy thing. So I usually go in the direction of things that are positive. Yeah, I keep hearing music.
So does the orange symbolize music? Sir?
Well, it does to me right now, and what I'm seeing with you too are musical notes and rainbows. Do you pray often?
Yeah, I'm really, really into healing and spirituality right now.
Okay, do you do a lot of praying, or do you do it kind of like a song?
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of affirmations.
Okay.
But not singing, you know.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Do you do them like a mantra? Do you say them over and over and over?
Yeah.
Okay. That could be why I'm seeing the musical notes and the rainbows, because to me, that usually means singing our prayer.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. The orange that I'm seeing, though, the first thing I saw was a very bright, healthy orange color. So to me, that's a positive, good thing.
Okay.
Okay. I go to the opposite if you say no. And usually if it's a bad addiction, I'll see like a gray, yucky orange.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. So,
well, the only one I have left is just the 3 cigarettes a day, but I don't drink coffee. I don't, you know, I don't have any other addictions.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
How do you live? How does one do
that?
Well,
I drink. Oh, I don't know. I just, I guess I have to be healthy, you know. I mean,
Okay.
I'm trying to be healthy.
Okay.
Do you see anything else?
A pipe. I want to ask you, is
your
dad on the other side? Is your father crossed? Has your father crossed?
No.
Okay, is your dad, here's what I'm seeing, it's like a 1950s illustration, the drawing, the guy with the hair, he's got the hair piled up all high and tight, and a pipe, and the pipe is sticking out for me, it's a cherry wood pipe. Is dad infirmed?
Is that what?
Is he ill right now?
No, he's not, in fact he's very healthy, and he's never been a smoker.
Okay. Pipe is symbolic of me for father, and it's usually father cross. Do you have two fathers? Do you have a stepfather?
No.
Okay. Is there another father figure?
Another father figure?
Uh-huh.
In my life?
No. Okay. Write that down, because it's really important.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Another father figure.
Well, this is what this means to me. It could be like an uncle who was like a father, or somebody, a very close family friend who was like a father. That's what that means to me. And the cherry pipe is really sticking out. It doesn't necessarily mean the person smoked the pipe.
Oh, I see.
Was your father in law enforcement or anything to do with the judicial system?
No.
Okay. What did he do for a living?
He was an undertaker.
Okay. Okay.
And so he dealt a lot with death,
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out why I'm getting this pipe, because that usually signifies to me father on the other side.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My mother's passed away.
No, this is male.
But he's his father. What's that?
I said, no, this is male.
Yeah.
Let's pursue a little bit and see if we can figure out what it is. Is there, and was there someone that you called uncle who wasn't an uncle? Or did dad have a business partner that was very close?
No, no one that you know, I have an older brother, but, I mean, he's alive. I mean, you know, but, I mean, no, I can't
yeah.
think of anybody.
No, this is... Yeah, this is symbolic of me, of male on the other side, so person crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to Dad often?
Oh, I wonder if it was my first husband.
Hey! Thank you. Was he similar to a father figure?
Well, not for me, no.
Was he...
I mean, it was for my daughter, obviously, but...
Okay, because he's coming through as a
he's definitely not
figure.
A father figure for me, no.
Okay. Not weird like that, but was he... Let's see, what a father figure. Was he? Did he help you understand things? Did he help you through life? Did he help you see a different way to do things? Guidance like a father would do.
No.
Okay.
I can't have...
Okay, this
no.
symbolism is not leaving me, so I'm gonna have you write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I've got it written down.
Was he... In his 50s when he crossed, or was he born in the 50s?
My dad, you mean?
No, your first husband.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. He was born in the 50s, yes.
Okay, he's coming through, and he's telling me he was a father figure for you, okay? Whether you see it like
yes.
that or not, I'm just a telephone.
Okay.
Was he in some kind of judicial job or justice or something like that?
My first husband?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, what did he do?
He was a graphic artist.
Okay. This is why, this is interesting. I like this energy. When I first started to describe it, I said it was like a drawing of the guy with the hair piled high and tight. But I was seeing an actual pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hitting me with imagery of some of his visuals that he may have used. Do you still have some of his work?
I think my daughter does, but I don't think I do.
Shuffle through it and see if there is like a black and white drawing of a man's head. Okay, like a line drawing, it's just real simple drawing, and a real pipe in the picture.
So a man's head with the hair piled up?
Yeah, like, oh, what's it, Brian Setzer, do you know who he is? The
no.
Stray Cats?
No, I can't think of
Stray Cats, strut, I'm a ladies guy. Anyway, the hair looks like Brian Setzer's hair. If you can Google Brian Setzer and look at a picture of him.
And that's Zephyr?
Brian Setzer, FTC. Yeah, look at a picture of him. He's got a real 50s hairdo, and I think they called it a DA. The Fonz had one.
Oh.
Henry Winkler.
Oh, okay, it's sort of, yeah, 1950s sort of type style of hair, yeah.
Yeah, and the picture that I'm still seeing, it's very clear. It's a line drawing, like a pen and ink drawing, but the pipe is real. Okay?
Mm. Well, you know, the only person... Okay, now my grandfather smoked the pipe, but I never met him.
Okay. I don't think this is
no.
who this is. I think it's your first husband.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you said that, it got really... The imagery got very, very strong for me.
Oh, really?
Are you needing guidance right now? Are you needing to know something?
Well, you know, I was in two car accidents.
Okay.
And
the reason I'm asking this is because I feel like this energy is trying to come through like with fatherly advice.
Mm-hmm.
Like a life question. Have you been asking a life question?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I guess I since I've been in these two car accidents, my life's been turned upside down, and I mean, I have
yeah.
a really bad back and everything, but I do manage it and everything, but it's just, I don't know, I mean...
Okay, let's get back to the orange. What do you manage it with?
Well, just by listening to my body and, you know...
Okay, do you take pain meds or...
No, not a lot of that because it doesn't really help. Only at night for sleep and things like that. But generally, You know, I just try to exercise a little bit, but I can't overdo things. Otherwise, I get my back flared up. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of a thing where you just...
Okay.
I mean, I just try to manage it, you know.
Here's what I'm feeling, because it's lower back pain, is that right? And is it above your right hip?
It's not. It's neck. It's neck. It's all the way down. It's from my neck all the way down.
Okay, because I just got a really sharp pain, like in the right above my right hip, like really sharp pain, and I know it's not mine.
Okay, yeah, there was an injury to my right sacroiliac joint, but I've also got a lot of whiplash.
Okay, I want to talk about where it hurts on me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is right over above my right hip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been thinking of your husband, the one that's cross, when this pain flares up? Or did you think about him right after one of these car wrecks?
Did I think about him?
Did he pop in your head?
Well, I had actually some communication with him from the other side, because I do communicate with spirits from the other side.
Uh-huh.
I have had some communication with him, but I don't communicate with him on a regular basis.
Okay.
I mean, it's only happened a couple of times.
Back to my question.
And this is over a 10-year period.
Back to my question. Was he on your mind during the car wreck, or was he on your mind right after one of the car wrecks, the second car wreck?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm feeling like there is some kind of advice trying to come through to you, and if your father and he are not legal, are you looking for a legal avenue, or are you looking for some kind of legal respite having to do with these car accidents, specifically the second one?
Specifically the second one, I am involved in a legal action because I was rear-ended, so...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I want you to, if you communicate with him directly, then you don't need me. What I want you to do, he's got some advice for you, and it's judicious. It's helpful. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Very helpful. And we get back to that drawing, okay, and that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Use this, since Linda has this homework, do you smell things? Are you clear olfactory? Do you get whiffs of things?
Yes, me?
Whiffs of things. Do you smell things, like flowers when there aren't any flowers there, or perfume when there's nobody there?
Do I?
Okay. What I want you to keep a sharp nose out for is pipe smoke. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like the pipe smoke is going to lead you in the direction that you need to go. Are you concerned of who's representing you right now?
I'm fairly confident in him. I mean...
Okay.
You know, I mean, I have had some concerns, but I'm, you know.
Okay, you need to listen to those and ask for the validation of pipe smoke when it's the positive or the right direction to proceed. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. So if it's the right course of action,
yes.
then I'm supposed to be smelling pipe smoke?
You'll get a real quick whiff of pipe smoke, and it'll be gone.
Okay. And that will be affirmation that I'm on the right track.
Absolutely. This picture that I'm seeing just winked at me.
Really, eh?
Absolutely. Is he a J, like a Jeff or a Jerry?
I'm sorry?
Is the man who crossed, the first husband, is he an initial J, like Jeff or Jerry?
No.
Okay, who's J?
No.
Who's the male J?
J?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any J.
Okay, write it down. It's Jeff, Jerry, or something similar to that. What's your attorney's name?
Jeff Gary?
Jeff or Jerry, a male name that starts with the letter J. okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's important. Is your attorney's first name, does it start with the letter J?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. Linda, are you picking anything up?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm hearing hay is for horses. We're going to horse thing again. Is there a quite a substantial amount of money on the line with this?
No.
Is there? Are you injured for life?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feel hay. Sometimes for me means money. Okay. And I know a lot of times in settlements and things like that, they factor in how long your what your life expectancy is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. If that hasn't been factored in, you might want to bring it up.
Okay.
This is not from me. I'm getting this from the pipe-smoking drawing.
Right.
I mean.
Okay.
You might want to relook at how this is being pursued. Okay.
Okay.
In other words,
be on guard for that.
Well, yeah, and you might want to ask your attorney, you know, has anybody done the math of how long I'm going to be here and what kind of injuries I'm going to have to deal with?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do automatic writing?
Pardon?
Do you do automatic
writing? Do I do automatic writing?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Tonight you start. And here's what I want you to do. At the top of a piece of paper, I just want you to write to this man who's trying to help you, dear whatever his name is, what do you need me to know right now? And then you just start, let your hand go, and I feel like he's going to give you some really good direction.
Oh, is that right, eh? So I just ask my first husband.
Mm-hmm. Write it down. Yeah, I get
and
the letter
ask
D.
Him to...
Is the letter D significant?
Sorry?
The letter D significant?
Did you say D or B?
D. D is in Derry.
D is in Bob or D is in David?
D is in David.
Yeah, his name is David.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, dear D.
Yeah, no, his name is David.
Okay, well, it still is. And you write to him, and here's the thing with automatic writing, is you let them write back through your hand, and you don't read it for at least 2 weeks. Don't look at it. Okay.
Oh.
You can write to him every day and let him write back to you, but you need to let it gel for 2 weeks because otherwise you'll go back and you'll discount what you've written.
Mm.
Okay? Yeah.
So you got to wait for 2 weeks.
Wait for at least 2 weeks before you go back and read it because being a human being, you'll go back and go, I wrote that, I thought of that, that was me, that word's spelled wrong, and you'll do everything you can to discount it.
Right.
Yeah, 2 weeks is for us to get out of our own way. So, and I want to tell you, too, don't worry about the cigarettes.
Don't worry about the what?
Don't worry about the 3 cigarettes that you smoke a day.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. It gives you something to look forward to.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know what you mean. Well, we're not perfect, right?
Yeah, no, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus wasn't. Look what happened to him. Yeah, I don't know.
What's that?
I said Jesus was, but look what happened to him. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Linda, I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you picking up anything?
No. I'm sorry? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, I was talking to Linda. I was asking her if she was picking up anything
oh.
for you. Are you in sales? Were you in sales?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I...
Yes or no? Okay. Have we lost you? Okay, I think we lost our caller.
That was very interesting.
Yeah. Yep. But now, see, that happens a lot. This energy that was coming through to me was very, very strong, and he wasn't letting up at all. Okay? So even though she couldn't connect at the time, just didn't give up. and that energy didn't give up either. He came across as very wise, very intelligent, and very fatherly. So I don't know if he was older than her when they were married, or if he just kind of saw himself as the head of the family. That I'm not clear about. But I keep seeing your little red car. Is your little red car okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Didn't like the snow yesterday, but yes, it's fine.
Okay. All right. So now that you know that Mercury is in retrograde, are you gonna do anything different until the 15th?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm more aware, which is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've decided I'm just going to kind of watch life with amusement until this has passed.
You're going to what?
Watch life with amusement until this has passed.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, this hour goes by awfully quickly, and it looks like our hour is up. So,
really?
It sped by, didn't it?
It did. I'm not looking at the clock. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I have to now because I always go over. Anyway, Linda, I wanted to say thank you very much. You're very brave. And you did great with your letter B. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
It was fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great week. And remember, Mercury's in retrograde. Don't sign any contracts. Don't make any decisions. Don't get married. Don't get divorced until the 16th. With that, good night.
Night.